This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hello, Taylor Nation, and welcome to another episode of Taylor Talk. This is episode 89, and I am Adam.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And we have a great episode planned for you guys. We're going to be talking about a lot of the recent goings-on within the Taylor Swift world, because Taylor has been making headlines lately with, well, with actual legitimate news lately, not all that stuff about who she's dating and what she's eating at McDonald's. I don't know, but real news. So we're going to be talking about that in just a bit. But before we get going, I got a couple announcements for you. As Steve and I mentioned last week on episode 88, our first live Taylor Talk is going to be on Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. in London, and then Sunday morning at 9 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. So figure out what your local time is. Be sure to mark it on your calendar. That's our two-year anniversary celebration, so we'd really love to have you there. And if you need more incentive, I've actually got a little bit for you to actually, well, show up.
What would that be?
I'm glad you asked, Diane, even though that was a very staged question.
Well, I'm just speaking for the listeners who want to know, so why don't you tell us?
Okay. So we just today launched a contest to celebrate our second anniversary. It's a Taylor Through the Years contest. This is the absolute most valuable prize package we have ever, ever, ever given away on Taylor Talk. So, you want to know what's in it? I'll tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
No, it was more of a rhetorical question, Steve. Of course everyone wants to know what's in it.
Exactly.
They want to know what they have a chance to win. So, where do I start? The list goes on and on. The first thing is a Red Tour VIP bag, which you can now get on Taylor Swift's store. However, originally it was exclusive to the VIP package for the Red Tour. Next thing we got is a Fearless Tour book, a Speak Now World Tour book, and a Red Tour book. They got a retail value of $34 for all three of them, the Red Tour book alone being $20. A sealed copy of Taylor Swift's Beautiful Eyes EP retails for $11.99. A sealed copy of Taylor Swift's Speak Now World Tour CD DVD Deluxe Edition, which is only available through Target and retails for $23. We have a Taylor Swift red iPhone 4 case retailing for $10. A Taylor Swift sound amplifier, which is one of those cool things you put your iPhone in. It makes it louder when you're playing music. That retails for $7 on Taylor Swift's online store. A red rubber bracelet retails for $10, which is actually on sale for $5, I think. But the actual retail value is $10 of that. And a Taylor Talk t-shirt, of course. Why would I leave one of those out, right? Then
Everybody
finally,
wants one of those.
Steve has one. I have one. Yes. Diane has one. You should have
and
one,
you
too.
You should have one, too.
That was so cheesy.
That was. But it's truthful.
So, last two items in this prize pack are Blast from the Past and probably the coolest things in this prize. What we have remaining is a sealed original Taylor Swift album, which was pulled from the shelves originally all those years ago. They have the original lyrics to Picture to Burn and Taylor's Grand Ole Opry debut. And then finally, the most valuable thing in this prize pack, the sealed original Taylor Swift deluxe album, which was also pulled from shelves years ago and contains a video DVD and Taylor's first phone call with Tim McGraw. Now, neither of those are still available in stores. What you can find in stores now is kind of a hybrid of the two, something that combines content from both of those, but neither of them is actually available. This deluxe album, if you want to find one on eBay, good luck. But the minimum I saw it going for was $100.
Well, Adam, it has a real cool hologram cover there of Taylor on the front, too, which is really neat.
It does, which I don't know if any of the other albums did that.
Not that I've ever seen.
Cool. So, as you guys can tell, I'm very, very excited to bring this contest to you. And remember how I said we're going to give you a little incentive to watch the live episode? Well, guess where the winner's going to be announced?
On the live episode.
If you want to enter this contest, go to taylortalk.org/contest, fill in the entry form, hit submit. There's a few different ways to add additional entries. You can enter every day. Then on November 1st, our official second birthday, the contest ends, and the winner will be announced on November 2nd on our live episode. So be sure to mark your calendar and make sure you're available for that.
Awesome.
Very cool.
I think you guys have heard enough of my rambling for a few minutes, so I'll kind of shut up and let Diane take over for the news.
All right. Well, this section of the news is specifically for the award shows that are coming up. On November 6th, we have the 47th annual CMA Awards at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. Taylor is nominated for 6 awards. She's nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer of the Year.
Oh.
Oh, that was punny.
All right, she's nominated for that. She's nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year, Single of the Year for Highway Don't Care, Album of the Year for Red, Musical Event of the Year, and Music Video of the Year also for Highway Don't Care. And Taylor will also perform a song at the CMA Awards. So what song do you guys think she'll perform? Do you have any guesses?
Typically, that's kind of a way she announces new singles, I think. And Steve, you and I were talking about last Wednesday, Thursday when it was released, but last week, about the rumors going around about the last time being the next single. So,
And those rumors have continued. There's still no true confirmation, but I've seen a lot more sites pick up that that is supposed to be at least the new UK single. So that's kind of a little bit of a question. But if you remember back to the last couple times she's performed at the CMA, last year she did Begin Again. The year before is actually like the first time she performed Ours live, and then that she released it as a single right after that. So it could even be something else random on the rest of the Red, you know, the more deluxe version of Red that has the extra songs, something we didn't pick either. I mean, it's possibly anything like that.
Right.
It's a mystery.
It is. It's a mystery. Because we have to think in terms of Taylor's motives. You know, what is she looking to promote? Because that's typically the purpose of performing at an award show, is to promote something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a certain song. So I guess we'll just find out. November 6th, you said, Diane?
Yes, it was November 6th.
Cool.
Maybe even All Too Well. That's a possibility. I don't know.
That'd be depressing for an award show.
Yeah, but
it's a great song, though.
Yeah, and it's not like people don't sing sad songs at, you know, at shows. That happens.
I know Adam doesn't like them. He only likes the fast songs.
No, I liked All Too Well on the Red Tour, though.
But you wouldn't like it to be her next single in the U.S. that she performs at a country award show. Okay.
Well, country award show, Steve. I'm glad you pinpointed that. I wonder if we're looking at a new country single soon.
Well, that's a possibility since she's performing at a country music award show. Just saying.
All right, be sure to tune in, guys, November 6th.
In other news, Taylor is racking up the nominations because she's also nominated for 5 American Music Awards.
Whoa.
I know.
Holy cow!
She's nominated for Artist of the Year, Favorite Female Artist for the category of Pop Rock, Favorite Album for Pop Rock for Red, Favorite Female Artist for Country, and Favorite Album for Country for Red. You can vote now at ama.votenow.tv, but unfortunately you can only vote if you are from the U.S. Voting closes on November 15th, and the award show will air on November 24th.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Diane. That actually reminded me, because this, I know, is going to be a question we're going to get a million times if I don't answer it. Taylor Talk Contest, open worldwide.
Yay!
Doesn't matter where you're from, go to taylortalk.org/contest to enter.
We don't leave people out.
Never. We're not like those AMAs, not letting you vote.
Who do those Americans think they are?
It is an American Music Award, so you would assume that that's why they make it only open to people in the United States.
Well, the United States doesn't make up all of America.
What are you saying?
Now you're just being technical.
Are you talking about South America, too?
Well, I mean, just in North America alone, we have Canada and Mexico.
It's from the assumption that when you say America, you mean the United States, even though technically, if you go and say North America or South America, as in the continents, it has Canada and Mexico.
Those arrogant Americans.
Yeah, that's a kind of a political discussion, so let's just move on.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Diane, for sharing with us what's been going on in the award show world. Something I forgot at the beginning of the episode is I have a joke.
Oh, God.
It's not my joke. I wasn't
so
even
going to. So that's funny.
Okay, just,
Steve, you've made that joke too many times.
Okay, I know, but it's true every time.
Okay. Anyway, so I wasn't even going to tell a joke this episode, but I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw a fellow Swifty account that tweeted a joke, and I wanted to share it with everybody. So, at SwiftiesUnite13 tweeted the joke. What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Oh.
That's clever.
I thought it was so funny.
Now that you've offended our older audience.
You mean people missing their teeth?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's...
Or our younger audience.
Who still eat gummy bears?
No.
I still eat gummy bears. All right. Okay, enough of the gummy bear discussion. Let's talk about Taylor, all right?
Yes.
So we have the Red Tour Nashville Week video that was released, and that showcases special guests from the Red Tour in Nashville that Taylor invited with her to perform the last three nights of the Red Tour. Special guests were Luke Bryan, Rascal Flatts, and Hunter Hayes. Check out the video in our episode guide, taylortalk.org/episode89. Did you guys get a chance to watch that yet?
I did.
Absolutely. It was cool.
It was really cool. Offered a little bit of insight, a little behind the scenes. Rascal Flatts' speech was actually my favorite. It seemed like they were very humbled by Taylor's invitation. You know, they were like, it was just not that long ago that she was opening for us, and now she's this huge star, and it's such an honor to be able to get on stage with her. And, you know, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was something kind of in that.
I think he called her an international superstar. I thought that was a great line to say.
International superstar. Superstar. That she is.
Mm-hmm.
So not much discussion with that one. People just have to watch it. But there were a couple of very revealing interviews. I don't know if revealing is the right word, but
maybe not revealing, just, more like
candid
extensive.
Is a good word. Candid.
Candid. There you go. There was a lot of content. So Taylor talked to Nash FM 94.7 in an extensive interview. And I mean extensive. This thing was like almost a half hour in which, the big thing I pulled out of it is the fact that she finally confirmed her role in The Giver.
I'm happy she finally said something about this, because we were kind of unsure, you know, if she was actually going to be in the film, because this was the first time that she ever said anything about it, and before we only got, like, news articles about it, and, like, it was kind of uncertain, so I'm just glad that she cleared that up, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, here's the thing for me, because I know Steve's about to rip on me. Go ahead,
No, not at all.
Okay. Anyway, I do want to make clear, I never denied that she was going to be in The Giver. What I was denying was that she herself officially confirmed it, which that was the truth. Everything else was a source tells us, a friend tells us, someone from the film tells us. Taylor herself never confirmed it, nor did any of her representatives. Now she finally did, because they asked her on the show. It was actually a tweet sent in by someone named @DreamingSwifty who said, "What's the story behind getting a role in the film adaptation of The Giver?" Which I paraphrase that. I don't remember the exact quote. And Taylor basically summed it up, and she said that happened after the people in charge of the movie saw the show. Apparently, the show I believe she was referring to as the Red Tour. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the
okay.
Red Tour.
And she said apparently there's a part of the show that reminded them of the role they were trying to cast. And so they're like, well, this reminds us of that role. Why don't we just cast Taylor in it? So, I mean, that's quite fantastic.
I want to know what specific part of the show they meant when they said that it reminded them of the role that they were trying to cast.
Well, Diane, you've read The Giver, right?
I have read The Giver, but the part that she's going to play is extremely minor. It's like, I want to say she could be in a flashback scene for like a minute tops. Like, it's almost like they could have.
What's the overall story about?
The overall story of The Giver?
Yeah.
It's like a futuristic society in which everything is very controlled. And each person has a certain job. And the role of the main character, I think his name is Jonas?
Yes. I made that joke on our previous
episode. Yeah. A little bit ironic. Yes. But his role is to basically receive... I want to say, like, anger and fear and, you know, just certain things that the world that they live in doesn't want to talk about. So it's his burden to carry all of this pain for the whole world so they don't have to deal with it. It's like a very crazy science fiction type film.
And then Taylor's character. Who is she in
Taylor's
the
character was the person before the main character, Jonas, who had to go through all the pain and the burden that he had to go through, and she couldn't take it. So, warning, Taylor's character is so upset about this that she commits suicide.
What?
Yeah.
Thanks for the spoiler warning.
Yeah, what, there was no spoiler warning there. We're going to have to edit that and put a spoiler warning.
But, okay, and it's also all over Tumblr. But that's why I'm saying, like, she's not going to be in the movie that much. Like, it's a flashback.
Well, Taylor said that's exactly what she's been looking for. She said it's an amazing cast, an incredibly big movie, but she has a small role. And I think that's what she wanted, whether it is because, you know, she's so busy or whatever her personal reasons are. But she said that's what she wanted was a small role.
And that's what she got.
That, exactly. That's exactly right. So, I mean, as more news breaks about The Giver and Taylor's role in it, we'll keep you guys up to date. But there was a whole lot else in that interview that we can talk about. One thing of which I found very interesting was, it's kind of funny, actually. Taylor talked about the process of going through those last three shows sick. And she said they actually hired a vocal massage therapist. And she didn't even know such a thing existed.
I didn't even know such a thing existed. What do they do?
I guess they were massaging her throat a whole lot to make sure she was able to survive, 6 hours on stage across three nights in a row while she was sick. So that was pretty funny. Hmm. You know, it gave a lot of insight into Taylor and how she's a businesswoman, the business behind, putting on a tour of this scale. And she was talking about weekly conference calls and meetings and how she's involved in every aspect of it. And I just thought that was super cool to hear about, you know, how she planned the tour. Something, Steve, a while ago, several months ago, you were fortunate enough to be picked for Club Red. Mm-hmm. And, you talked a little bit to us about the fact that you don't really know how you got picked specifically, and nobody really knows exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a mystery that only Taylor's people know.
Right.
Well, in this interview, Taylor actually talked about the scouts she sends out through the crowd to pick people for Club Red and what they look for. So I would say that alone is reason enough
to listen to
this interview. I mean, in a nutshell, I can sum it up for you. She said they look for jumpers.
So, Steve, were you jumping? Is that right?
I was doing my fair share of jumping around.
There you go. You just got to jump real high, high enough so they can see you.
not too high, though, because you want to jump too high and then you kind of crash down to earth and fall. That's not good.
But then you got to jump again. You just got to keep going.
Right. Well, one of the things I noticed in particular that I think is very sweet of her and these people she sends out through the crowd scouting to do is she said about like three quarters of the way through the show when people are starting to get tired and there's a slow song. She was probably referring to All Too Well if I'm thinking back to the Red Tour. She said quite often up at the top in the 300 level of the stadiums and arenas, you know, people start to sit down, but there'll be that random group of like three people that are still covered in Christmas lights jumping up and down. And she said those people quite often get picked for Club Red.
Hmm.
So very insightful part of the interview, if that's something you're into, is getting into Club Red.
Is there a person that's not into that?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's anyone who would turn it down, but I definitely think based on, what the odds are. Steve, how many people did you say were in that Club Red with you?
There was about 15 there in the Washington, D.C. Club Red, and so there was like 15,000 people, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's good to set a realistic expectation. I think there's certain people who go in not expecting to get Club Red, is what I mean, more than people who don't want it. But then, finally, the funniest part of the interview.
What was that?
Diane, you remember. Stop giving me these probing questions.
Oh, this one.
Yes. Okay, so they asked Taylor... if she had ever actually ever driven a Maserati down a dead-end street. And Taylor's like, no, I actually have no idea what that's like. And then they got into this random discussion about how Luke Bryan has a Maserati. And Taylor freaked out. She didn't know that, apparently. And she's like, does he really? I need to know this. And they're like, no, you're going to get us in trouble now. And she's like, no, I need to know this. It'll help me win the CMAs. So,
why would having a Maserati hurt his chances of winning the CMAs?
I think because it's not your stereotypical
country man, like
country
truck.
In a Chevy truck. It's a fancy Maserati. And Taylor herself mentioned she drives a Toyota. So I wonder if just people in that industry, despite being able to afford these high-end luxury cars, are just more modest with their vehicles. Like, they tend not to be into that.
Well, it's not quite the style they're going for. You know, like, you would think that he would drive a truck. I mean, I'm sure he has a truck.
He does, which they even mentioned on there. And it was funny because I saw this tweet. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Luke Bryan said something. This was a couple days after he was on stage with Taylor. Something about, you know, when you go to the lake, be sure to put your truck in park. And he tweeted it with a picture of his truck halfway submerged in the water. It rolled into the lake.
Wow.
Oh, so he doesn't have a truck anymore.
He had a truck.
Maybe
now
that's
he has
why he's
a Maserati.
In...
Yeah. He upgraded.
So that was quite funny. And Taylor commented on that tweet as well. So that's good to know that she's keeping up with her buddy Luke Bryan.
Nice.
Then finally, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tactic I was using to get your attention because I know you were zoned out.
No, you got my absolute
don't
attention.
Accuse
this whole...
him of things.
Yeah. You can't even see me through the internet.
I can hear you zoning out. But anyway, so something interesting.
What the heck does that sound like?
I don't know.
Something interesting I also found in this interview is a Taylor quote where, you know, they were talking about the continuation of the Red Tour. And she said, yeah, we got Australia, the UK, and some other places.
Ooh.
That's vague, Taylor. What does that mean? Well, I guess she didn't mention New Zealand, so is that her, like, oh, I forgot where else I'm going, so I'm just going to say other places?
I don't think it's that. But either way, I just wanted to mention that. That's not really up for, or really doesn't open us up for much discussion other than the fact that we can speculate that there are more locations to be announced still.
I kind of like how she's going about it, you know, kind of almost like, surprise, I'm coming here, or I'm adding another show, you know, that kind of thing. Like, even with London, it was, what, 3 shows? And it's like, oh,
then
it's going to be 4 shows.
Five.
Oh, yeah. Now it's going to be 5 shows. You know, like, the Where element in the... of surprise is awesome with this tour. So
right. I think in the past, she would have been all like, we're announcing the European leg of the tour with all the dates already pre-planned.
Right.
And I feel like she must have plans already.
Oh, Taylor has a plan. Taylor always has a plan. Like, she knows exactly where she's going. She doesn't want to tell us.
Darn you, Taylor Swift. What are you doing?
So we purposely have to keep our calendars clear just in case there's another Red Tour date somewhere or something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll bring it back to the U.S., though, as a lot of people are speculating. I wouldn't count on it.
I'm thinking not, but you never know.
Yeah, of course, I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just saying I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't expect it.
There's a lot of the world for Taylor yet to go visit here.
Right.
With the Red Tour.
She is Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones is a DJ who... about a week or a few weeks ago, asked Ed Sheeran to send Taylor a video of him talking to her and, like, asking her to lunch or something. And turns out Ed never actually did it, according to Taylor. But let's talk about Taylor's interview with Bobby.
I like this one a lot. This interview was probably the same length as the first one. It was, like, what, like a half an hour or so? But it was, like, when I watched it, I felt like I was just... with Taylor in a room and we were just talking, even though, of course, I wasn't saying anything and she wasn't responding to me, but it was just like we were hanging out. Like, they talked about, like, the most random things. They talked about Starbucks and Ed Sheeran, and I don't even know what else they talked about, but it was just, like, it was so candid.
You should know what else they talked about. You watched the interview.
I did, but it was it's just a bunch of random different topics, and it was just really neat to, I guess, get to hang out with her in a video.
It was something I noticed about Bobby Bones, and you guys could comment on this as well, is it was far more intended to be a humorous discussion than it was informative. I think the one on Nash FM was far more informative. It had the information about The Giver and everything like that, where Bobby Bones was just out to make us laugh in a fun conversation with Taylor.
And that's just his way of doing it. I mean, he's kind of, he's actually new to Nashville. He's actually just started there, I think, at the Big 98, like maybe 6 months, a year ago here now. So he's, which is originally from Austin, Texas, kind of moved over to there. But like, he has a very different sort of show. It's actually a little more pop than it is kind of like country. Like, he's not a country sort of guy. He's not your typical country guy.
Right, which could be why he also welcomed Ed Sheeran onto his show, because Ed doesn't quite fall under country.
No,
right.
He doesn't.
But something I like about these is we got more Taylor food out of it. I believe on Bobby Bones' show, she... that's one thing. You know what? We need to get Taylor on Taylor Talk. Do you know why?
Tell me. Well, I mean, I know.
Tell me why.
Too, but tell me why.
Good one, Steve. Taylor puns. Oh. But this is why. No, we need to get her on Taylor Talk, because for Bobby Bones and also the group over at Nash FM, she baked them cookies.
Well, she also made them mint chocolate chip cookies, which you don't like chocolate.
No, but if Taylor came on Taylor Talk, I would put in a special request for snickerdoodles, because apparently, like, she likes to bake cookies for people who interview her.
Right.
And I want some Taylor cookies.
Okay, Adam. We'll we'll put that on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get more Taylor recipes, if you're interested. What was it? Mint chocolate chip cookies?
Mm-hmm. Mint chocolate chip.
But here's the best part about the mint chocolate chip thing, is the fact that it was like the ice cream, where it was actually, they were green. It wasn't like, just like, you know, like, oh, here's the mint chocolate chips that you can put in things. They were actually looked green, like the mint chocolate chip ice cream does.
Yeah, that
That's
was cool.
That's cool.
I mean, that blew my mind there, because I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. I don't know about you guys. I even tweeted about that a couple times before.
Right.
So hit home there. I was like, oh, man, that'd be cool.
Now, another thing I love about the Bobby Bones interview is it brought out Taylor's sassy side.
Mm, yes, it did.
She was so sassy with him, and he, you know, was very sarcastic, you know, with her, and she just gave it right back to him.
Like, right, and it's one of those things, like, you know, it's somewhere inside of Taylor, but you so rarely get to see that. Like, I'm trying to try and remember. I watched and listened to that interview a couple days ago, so I don't, you know, I'm a little bit rusty on it. But there were definitely moments when Bobby's like, did they warn you about me before you came in? And she's like, yes.
Right.
They told me everything about you. And it was like in his face.
Right.
What were you saying, Steve? I'm sorry. I feel like I interrupted you there.
You did interrupt me, but it's okay. No, but the one thing was about when does Dr. Jekyll come out? Because I think what happens with a lot of Bobby Bones interviews, he's like nice to the people at first, and then he starts asking those real probing questions and such. So that's what she was kind of prepared and waiting for.
Right.
Which didn't really happen. I mean, it just, you know, he had his little bit of attitude, but it worked well with Taylor's attitude. Like, they kind of like played off of each other really well.
It was like, if you haven't listened or watched this interview yet, it's on YouTube, so you can watch it and see Taylor in the
and
studio with him.
Where else will it also be, Adam?
Well, yeah, we're putting the YouTube videos, of course, on taylortalk.org/episode89 for you,
right,
in the show notes there. But that's not quite why I was plugging it right now. I was just simply because I keep using the word listen to, because you think in an interview, you think in terms of listen to rather than watch, but in this case, you can do both. And you totally got me sidetracked now. I have no idea what I was saying. Oh, I remember. So it was, it reminded me of, like, Better Than Revenge Taylor.
Why?
Mm.
Because it was, like, just the attitude. It was the same overall attitude. It wasn't, I don't mean the story from the song has anything to do with this interview. I just mean that attitude came out of her, and it was awesome.
Right, but there wasn't anything that she said with malice. Like, it was just playful and
no, of course it was, but it was still a good watch. So be sure to watch that, guys. I feel like this conversation's getting repetitive, so I'm going to move it on. Next bit of news that's been going on that I want to talk with you guys about is, of course, the Taylor Swift Education Center opened on October 12th at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her $4 million donation is the largest individual gift the Hall of Fame has ever received. And the Taylor Swift Education Center now takes up 2 floors, features 3 classrooms, a learning lab, state-of-the-art children's exhibit gallery, only the classrooms are open now, and the rest of the exhibit will open next year. But, I mean, it was just still cool to mention and talk about. I know there's been some pictures surfacing online from her ribbon cutting. She got to cut the big red ribbon.
With giant scissors. That was the coolest thing.
Right. And I think something about this speaks very well to something we've talked about in the past about, you know, the whole is Taylor country or pop debate. And I think people need to give up on that debate, in all honesty. Like, she's both. But in this case, I really like that it's sort of like, I don't know if Taylor is deliberately being, like, in your face, people who doubt whether I'm tied to country or not. But, like, it does show her country roots because she talks about how the Hall of Fame means so much to her. That's actually where she signed her record deal, was in that building. So,
oh, wow.
You know, that's kind of like where the whole Taylor Swift thing started. Now, the fact that she's in a position where she can, you know, cut them a check for $4 million is absolutely fantastic. It's like she's grown within those walls, so to speak. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely makes sense. Yep. And it just kind of shows that Nashville is where her heart is, and that's where she's putting her money, and that's where she decided to build this.
Right, and like I said, it's the largest donation from a single individual. So I mean, no other country artist has matched that. So I mean, in your face, other country people. But I think it's also cool, her support of the Hall of Fame, in that she's, you know, Taylor has this very strong selling power. Like, if she puts her name on something, it sells. And a lot of celebrities have that same power. That's why they are celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of celebrities are sort of that what's in it for me mindset. You know, they're not going to attach their name to something unless they make money off of it. You know, Taylor actually donated money towards this and is putting her selling power to good work because, I mean, for example, I've been to Nashville twice in this last year, which is my entire Nashville experience. I've never been other than this year. But I have never been to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I really want to go, and now I want to go even more.
That's what I'm saying, is next time I'm in Nashville, now I'm going to absolutely make a point of going to the Hall of Fame. So I think Taylor's name on the building is going to bring in a lot of new people who may not have visited otherwise. Do you have an opinion on that, Steve? You're a member there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a member. I try to get there as often as I can, but I mean, it definitely is going to bring in a lot of new people that haven't seen it before. It definitely is worth stopping and checking out if you are in Nashville for a couple days. I know that, Adam, we were even thinking about it, and then we just ran into too much other stuff, but like, now you're going to make it
a priority,
a part of the trip.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In all fairness, I was in the building, Steve. You remember we ate lunch at the cafe there on the ground level, but
that we did.
Never actually went into the museum portion of it. So, guys, next time you're in Nashville, definitely go check that out. You can see the sign where it says, what does it say? It says the name
of it, right? Taylor Swift Education Center.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can go check that out. It'll probably be pretty, pretty cool. But, you know, we got some mini segments to move on to. I think we've rambled on enough. I hope people enjoyed this conversation. I hope it's
Adam, don't make them doubt themselves.
Don't
I'm
doubt
sure
yourself.
They enjoyed it. It's okay.
I don't make them doubt themselves. I doubt myself sometimes.
Adam, it's okay.
Okay, guys. So
let's just move on to the fun stuff now.
If you're listening to this episode a year from now, I hope this news was still relevant for you.
Stop doubting yourself. Let's keep moving.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Mini segments.
Steve, just take it. Take it. Just go.
All right. I will take the first mini segment, and it's from Sophie. She sent us an email, and it's, you know you're a Swiftie when you type the word Swiftie on your iPod so many times it auto-corrects when you misspell it.
Mine does that too.
Mine does that too.
So does mine. It's a learning function, Steve, right? Mr. Windows.
I know. It gets
iPhone
smart.
Too.
Yeah, it does get smart. It learns. Anyway, next one. Red T. Swift emailed us and said, you know you're a Swiftie when your teacher makes a mistake while teaching and you yell, now go stand in a corner and think about what you did.
Whoa.
Did you really do that to your teacher?
That'd be awesome.
She probably thought about it and it didn't actually do it. This next one comes from Rachel via text message, and she says, you know you're a Swiftie when you put Taylor posters and concert programs in the hallway of your house as your personal hall of fame for her. That's really cute.
Standing in the hall of fame.
And that's also cute that your parents let you do that, because my parents would not let me do that.
When I was a kid, Diane, my parents let me decorate my room however I wanted.
No, but this is the hallway of her house. This is the public space.
Oh,
not her room. Yes,
the hall of fame, not the room of fame.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she has some
that's cool
parents, or she has her own house, in which case you have an awesome house.
All right, the next one is from Caitlin via email. And if Swifties ruled the world, every Swiftie would get to meet Taylor.
Oh,
true that.
I agree with that.
I'm willing to bet you Taylor would, if it were possible, meet
We'd everybody. All, like, line up, like, a billion people, like, wrapped around
well,
the world.
You know what?
So, Steve, here's a question for you.
Okay.
You're a pretty smart guy, right?
Sometimes.
Are you pretty math and science brained?
Used to be.
Used to be?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you to figure this out. If every person who wanted to meet Taylor Swift got in a single file line, how long would that line be?
How long would the line be?
Depend on how many Swifties there are in the world, which
we
don't know.
Depends on how big their feet are. Because if they're all lining up, it depends on the space they take up.
Diane, say the average person takes up a foot and a half of space.
Okay.
All right, Steve, base it on that and go. We expect to hear from you on the midweek episode on 90.
We can't figure that out. We don't know how many Swifties there are in the world. There's no fact
on that. Look at Twitter.
Well,
go
to Twitter. Use 35 million.
Okay.
That's her Twitter following.
How many of those people have two accounts or three accounts or four accounts?
It doesn't matter.
Taylor?
Just
irrelevant. Irrelevant. There are at least 35 million people in the world that want to meet Taylor. I expect the calculation on episode 90, Steve.
Ugh, all right.
All right, next one. Sean from Singapore emailed us. Singapore, that's cool. He said, you know you're a Swiftie when you've missed four episodes of Taylor Talk and realized it during your school exams, so you listen to it instead of studying for the exams.
Oh my gosh, don't do that. Study for your test.
Says Miss Academic over here.
Well, you know what you could do? You can listen and study at the same time.
Okay, Sean, look out for an email from me. I'm going to reply. I want to know how you did on those exams.
You sound like his dad.
Hey. I am not.
He's just curious.
Yeah.
I just want to ensure that he is not putting us ahead of his education and his future. Although we are pretty cool, I think.
Yes. Okay. A close second.
This next one comes from @MurfChick_16 via Twitter. And they say, you know you're Swiftie when you sing Taylor Swift songs so incredibly loud you lose your voice.
I think Taylor Swift did that. Does that make her a Swiftie?
Yes.
Although she was sick, in all fairness.
Taylor's a fan of herself.
I am, of course, referring to the Nashville shows. Oh, in one of those interviews we were talking about, I think it was Bobby Bones that asked her, when you hear yourself come on the radio, do you crank it up or do you turn it to a different station?
She cranks it up.
Yeah. She does. She cranks it up. And she said, because they asked, and she's like, the excitement never wears off. She's like, that's something I've been wanting since I was a little kid. The excitement of being on the radio just never goes away.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that submission came in, because that reminded me of another interesting part of the Bobby Bones interview.
There's so much stuff we're missing from that show. It's not even funny.
Well, yeah, it's a half hour. I mean, we're roughly a half hour to 45-minute show. Also, we can't summarize their entire show.
Like how she likes vintage Polaroid cameras.
Oh, yeah.
That was a cool little
too.
Part, too. But
you know what? If I ever get a chance to do it, I'm going to give Taylor my Polaroid camera, because I have one.
That'd be cool.
Do you have any film for it, too?
I don't, actually. I mean, I do, but it's expired, because that's the thing with Polaroid film. It does actually go bad after a while, and it's been like 10 years since I bought film for it. So,
I think there's a company that actually does make film for it now, just for people that have the vintage Polaroid. So, all right, sorry to get off track there, but I'll do the next one here. This one comes from Elise via text message, and it says, you know you're a Swiftie when you're at the Red Tour. and Taylor is saying her monologues, and you can say certain phrases along with her because you've seen so many videos of it.
Wow.
That's funny.
Although that does go to say something about Taylor. She likes to repeat herself. Da-da. I did that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, last submission we got. Catherine left us a voicemail. So, Catherine, take it away, please.
Hey, Swifties. It's Catherine. You know you're Swiftie when you dream of being on Taylor Talk.
Catherine?
I think your dreams just came true.
Hey, you're on Taylor Talk.
Yay. It was good to hear from you, Catherine. Thank you. Leave another voicemail and you'll be on again.
That's cute.
I don't mean that sarcastically either. I mean actually go leave us another voicemail. So, thank you to everybody who sent those all in. That about wraps it up for the episode. However, Steve and I promised you guys something on the last episode if you nominated us for the podcast awards, and that was a shout out for everyone. So there were a lot of you. I'm just going to go through the list, all right? Let's start with the Twitter people that let us know through Twitter. We got Book Loving Jess, Tibet Angel, 89 Mustang, LX50, Tay Tay 13, Swift 13, Sunshower 13, Swifty Cutie 13. So to all of you guys on Twitter, thank you very much. Emails, Rochelle, Scarlett, Anna, Shannon, Red T Swift, Melissa, Emily P, Emily Q, Jalen, Maya, not our Maya, but a different Maya, Kimberlyn, Tori, Martha, Jordy, Atika, Lena, Chantel, Sophia, Arthur, Nozomi, and finally Sophie. Thank you to all of you guys for the nominations. However, before we go, you guys still have a chance to nominate us for a shout out on the next episode. The nominations do close on the 15th, which is tomorrow by the time, well, you're listening to this. So be sure to go to podcastawards.com and nominate us in both the entertainment and people's choice categories. It'll take you about 30 seconds to do it. Just go in, enter our name, Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift Podcast, our URL, which is www.taylortalk.org. Scroll down, enter your name, email, hit the submit button, and you've nominated us. So if you can do that, we'd really appreciate it. Thanks again to that very long list of people I just named. Of course, don't forget to mark your calendar for our first live show, Saturday, November 2nd. 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. London time, and Sunday, November 3rd, 9 a.m. Sydney, Australia time. Did you guys have anything to interject? I need a minute to catch my breath.
Well, Adam, why don't you take a few breathers? Yeah, because you have been talking a lot this episode. But, okay, so you know how last week Steve went through all the different ways that our listeners could contact the show? Remember
and
that?
I didn't do a very good job at all. Didn't work.
And he butchered it. Did you write it down for him so he could do it?
Well, I actually wrote it down for me because I wanted to try it. But if Steve wants to reprieve himself.
Go. No, go, Diane. Okay. By all means.
Let me clear my voice. So, if you would like to leave us a submission, you can send us an email at taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can send us something via Twitter, Facebook, or Taylor Connect at taylortalk13. You can also leave us a voicemail at 240-31-SWIFT or a text message at 240-317-9438. Or you can leave us a question on the AskFM/TaylorTalk13.
Good job, Diane. That was. Oh, I'll give it a 5 good. Out of 10 for your first try.
Thank you. I was nervous, but I tried.
I was a little bit put off by the way you did the area code, though.
Me too.
Saying 240. It's 240-31-SWIFT.
No, the reason I was also put off by that, because I couldn't figure out why I was saying it in big numbers like that, but I just kept going with it. So that's why that part was a little bit slower, if you pick that
now,
up.
Now, if you want to do better next time, you'll also remember to let our international listeners know, those who cannot call or text area code 240-31-SWIFT, that there's another option on taylortalk.org where they can leave us a voicemail.
Oh, yeah. You can
right
do
on
that.
The website. Yep.
Yes. And speaking of all our internationals, you guys are just as lucky as the U.S. listeners, because you can go enter our Taylor Talk contest that I wouldn't shut up about at the beginning of this episode.
But it's really cool, so you should enter, because if I could enter the contest, I totally would do it, but I can't.
Well, interesting you say that, Diane.
Why?
Because for this particular contest, everybody in the world is eligible. I am not picking the winner. There is a third-party entry company that is hosting this contest for us. So everybody is eligible.
Yeah, but I'm not going to steal the prize from somebody. I'm going to be honest. Right, Steve? Right?
No.
Okay,
it's
so
a nice prize, though.
Although Diana and Steve could enter, neither of them will because they want to give you guys all your chance. TaylorTalk.org/contest is where you can find that entry form. Go to it.
You don't know what to do now because we already went through the contact things.
Yeah. I know. I'm not really sure how to.
This is just the sign off goodbye. Like, you know.
Yeah, like we just have to say adios now.
All right. For episode 89, this has been Adam,
Diane,
and Steve.
Saying goodbye, and we will see you guys. Steve and I will see you on Thursday for our midweek episode.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.